It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Get off my lawn! I'm going to be an old man who's cranky and angry today. Thought we could have some fun with this where we're going to gripe about things. I feel like I want to gripe about a lot of stuff. So
all right.
Nathan's coming into the studio. I'm like, hey, let's gripe about stuff. And Nathan's like what? I got nothing to gripe about. I'm like, surely you got, I got a lot of stuff to gripe about, Nathan.
Off the top of my head, I don't got much grip about it.
I'll give you time to think. Just on the way here, I found something new to gripe about. I saw that damn yellow Tesla Cybertruck.
Okay.
I passed it by the old Kings here, where the Rudders is, 067, that whatever. Mm-hmm. I passed it on the way here. I'm like, that just gives me something else to gripe about. Those are the dumbest damn vehicles. You're spending 80 to 100 grand. We got two of them in Altoona. We got the yellow one, and then we've got the one silver one. I think that's the only two.
I've seen the silver going.
You haven't seen the yellow one yet?
Maybe I have. I'm trying to remember. I see that gray one everywhere, though. I've seen it a few times.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch.
So
I parked next to it at Dick's Sporting Goods a couple weeks ago. I was there, and I actually went up to it and looked at it for like, they're so stupid.
I just think the design's dumb. I don't know. It doesn't, I mean, I for one, I'm not like huge into cars. Like, I'm not like, hey, listen, I want the nicest, newest car at all times. But I just feel like the design of it's like, why would you ever drive that? There's no point of driving that. It looks like just a heaping pile of metal. I don't know if I could say on air, but it's terrible. It looks
it's some man horrendous. Trying to overcompensate for some shortcoming in his life. That's usually what those kinds of cars are.
If you're
are.
Buying a Tesla Cybertruck, you got too much money in your hands.
Or they're paying. I think that this is a theory of mine. I'm not sure if this is real or not. I think they may be paying people to drive these around the country to like spark interest or whatever.
But I feel like 90% of the crowd is like, this is dumb. I feel like we speak for the majority. I think a lot of people
think. Yeah, I agree. So maybe maybe they have to pay people as like advertisements for them.
Maybe. I will say like normal Teslas I think are fine. I think they're nice cars, nice vehicles. I personally wouldn't get one right now because they're a little too expensive for me. But I think it's a nice vehicle. It's not a bad vehicle.
You can't take them on long trips though. That's the thing.
You got to charge them up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you think they'll drive, I may be way off on this, I think they'll drive anywhere like 3 to 6, 7 hours. But so if you're driving to Florida, you know, we go to Florida all the time. We go all over the place. So. Anyway, all right. So
272 miles per charge is what it says.
Oh my gosh! So. Yes, you're driving like 4 or 5 hours here.
Yeah, that's not particularly great, right there.
I want to gripe about UCLA and the Pac-12 teams being in the Big Ten. That's the sports thing I want to gripe about today. We'll get to that in a second. 946-0435. Anything you want to gripe about, we can have some fun with it.
Call in. We want to hear it.
Nathan's still. The wheels are turning over there.
I'm trying to figure out something sports.
Your life
related.
Is going so well, you got nothing to bitch about. So,
well, Spanish, and I'll bitch about Spanish
classes. Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
We can talk about that. The professor's super, super nice, but I just cannot stand Spanish class.
Is it Spanish 1, 2, advanced, real advanced Spanish?
I don't even know. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm taking, because I need it for my degree.
You have to have it.
I have to have it for my degree, which is pointless to me. I'm not going to be speaking Spanish. I would venture to guess, you know, maybe context here and there might actually help out, but for the most part, I feel like this isn't going to help. I already took 3 years in high school, so why should I have to relearn this in college? I mean, theoretically, it should come back easy to me, but Spanish, if you don't use it for 2 or 3 years, you're going to forget 95% of it, especially all these mm-hmm. conjugations at the end of stuff. It's like, oh, why do we need to change everything masculine and feminine? Why can't there just be one word for this? Why do we need to change it if we're talking about the past? We need to change 13 letters in the word. It's so.
See, you just in telling me that, you've given me three things to gripe about here. Okay.
What are they?
Our language is unbelievably stupid. Our language.
Okay.
What is T-O-U-G-H? What's that word? T-O-U-G-H.
Tug?
Tough.
Tough. Oh my God.
Tough.
I thought it was an E at the end. That's my bad.
What is tough? D-O-U-G-H.
Dough.
Dough. What the hell? How does that make any sense? How does that make any sense whatsoever?
It's hard for me to, because it's that thing where you speak it for your entire life. It's hard to really put it in perspective.
Right.
But if you were
from another country, yeah, and you had to learn our idiotic language with our spelling, it'd be Duff. D-O-U-G-H.
Would be.
You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, yeah. It's weird when you think about it that way.
There was a comedian named Gallagher, well before your time. I think Gallagher died just a couple years ago, but he smashed watermelons. He was very famous for smashing watermelons. He'd go to his show and he would get watermelons and he'd have a gigantic sledgehammer and he'd give out
Mike McCarthy.
He'd give out plastic wrap for people in the first few rows, and then he would smash watermelons.
I think I know who you're talking about. I've seen a clip or two.
In the crowd. But he had this whole thing. Dio, do, geo, goo, no, go. And he did this whole thing about how stupid our language was. T-O, two, right. Geo, goo. I mean, he would just do this whole thing, like all these different words, tough and dough, and all these were all part. Cough, enough, you know, our language. So as you're talking about Spanish, how it doesn't make sense with all the conjugation.
Yeah.
Our language is like that.
Yeah, I think every language has those caveats where it's like, why is this happening and what's going on here? So I feel like if you are trying to learn any other, if you speak German and you're trying to learn English, I feel like it's really difficult. You know, it's probably difficult to translate to any other language wherever you are in the world. It's probably just me, you know, being a terrible student, not being able to pick up on this stuff. But also the Spanish class is a ton of work. It's constant work. Compared to all my other classes, it's about three times for the other classes combined. So it's a lot of work.
Let me have I'll have a college discussion here. Because we are going to talk football and the Big Ten adding the Pac-12 teams. I got a big problem. I don't like it. Maybe you do.
Okay.
And we're going to get to that. I don't think UCLA should be in the Big Ten at all.
I agree with
you. I think UCLA's terrible. Okay.
Are we just talking football-wise? Because there is,
okay,
I think,
I'm talking
basketball,
football. Okay. Because these discussions generally are made about football now. They're not made about – and sometimes you can say about basketball. Mm-hmm. UCLA will add to the Big Ten in basketball. I just don't like the fact that the Big Ten added these Pac-12 teams at all. But I want to save that for just a second, because as you were speaking about Spanish and everything, I got a big gripe about college in general. I think college in general in this country is a fraud. I think
that's the first claim I made on the show was college.
Yes, because
it's pointless.
What are you in college for?
To get a piece of paper.
So you're in college to get a piece of paper. I think college in general is set up as a business to defraud people into thinking they're setting them up for life, when in fact they're setting you back for life.
100%.
With $100,000-$150,000. They're making you learn stuff you've already learned in high school, one, or relearn stuff, or they're making you learn stuff that you will never, ever, 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 ever use in your life. Unless it's in your specific major or things like that. They force you to take classes. You know, what do you got to get? 120 credits now to graduate? That's what it was.
I shouldn't. I think it's 120.
Yeah, that's about right. And I would say 60 to 70 you need, and the other 40 to 50, you have to take, I guess, a foreign language.
Yep, you got to take Spanish. You got to take a math class. I'm never going to use the algebra I learned.
We had to take fine arts, and that's not something that I will ever care about at all. I'm not going on Jeopardy.
Colleges could easily cut the amount of credits to 70 to 80,
yeah,
make pump kids out in
but
3 years.
But then they would lose money. Would lose money.
Which is weird if you think about it, because maybe more kids would go to college if it wasn't for all this pointless stuff you got to take.
I'm old man yelling at clouds here today. I do honestly believe that colleges are not good for our society.
I agree with you 100%.
Because the amount of debt – now, college maybe for the last 100 years has been great for our society. But now, over the last 20 years, mm-hmm, with the amount of debt colleges have, they don't prepare you for jobs. They prepare you for low-paying jobs. They let you take idiotic, moronic majors like journalism, which will do you nothing in the real world. And they don't – to me, they should force you to not take journalism. Like, if one thing you could learn in college is if you wanted to have a journalism degree in 2024, they should make you take 120 credits – learning why you shouldn't take journalism in 2024, because you will never pay your bills with it.
Yeah.
See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. I think it's set up as a scam. It's set up to completely just suck money out of people. It's really it, it's it's terrible that society thinks having a college degree is the end all be all in that, because right now more than ever there's alternatives to this. You can do so much, you know, there's so many trades that pay probably a lot better than a lot of the jobs people are going to get into even with a college degree. So it's one of those things. I think, you know, for what I'm going for, I think that if I'm going to have a foot in the door, I probably do need a degree, but I shouldn't need a degree one big. I should not need a degree to talk sports. That's the straight up. You should need a degree if you're going to be a doctor, if you're going to do something in the medical field, stuff like that. If you're going to talk sports, you do not need a degree, in my opinion. You just got to be able to know what you're talking about.
We got a couple people waiting on the line, 946-0435. I want to mention one other thing before we get to our Big Ten Pac-12 discussion here in a second. Caitlin Clark today was named the WNBA Rookie of the Year. There were 67 votes. She got 66 first place votes.
How much do you think Angel Reese paid that one?
There's
voter?
One of two things happening here. Now, the speculation is that it's Cheryl Swoops, the former basketball star herself, who has been very critical of Caitlin Clark. Their speculation is her. There's been no confirmation from what I've seen. I would say this. If there are 67 first place votes and 66 of them went to Caitlin Clark, the other one is one of two things: a complete and total moron or a racist. And I don't think there's any middle ground there. You are either a complete and total idiot who knows absolutely, again, the best comparison I saw was, this is like, who's going to be the MVP? This is like comparing Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman, for God's sake, okay? Angel Reese is not a good basketball player. I'm sorry, she's a good basketball player. She's not a great basketball player. She's a great rebounder. She is not really good at a lot of other things, including shooting. This is like giving Dennis Rodman an MVP over Michael Jordan. It's absurd. So whoever did not vote for Caitlin Clark for Rookie of the Year is either a complete moron or is just being racist and is just completely unwilling to give it to the white girl.
I don't think it's fair to criticize somebody being racist because you don't know what the thought process is.
Maybe. I think, in my opinion, the reverse racism exhibited by somebody like Cheryl Swoops throughout this whole discussion is a big part of this.
I would agree with you there. Like I said, I don't want to label it, but I think that is a strong chance that did happen. I do think that potentially did happen because, like you're saying, Angel Reese plays the game like Dennis Rodman did. She's not necessarily a scorer. She's a great rebounder, and she plays all right. She plays all right, but she is not the rookie here. You look at Caitlin Clark, what she's done. And we're not even talking about for just ratings and television. We're talking about on the court, their play. Caitlin Clark has clearly been the superior to any other rookie this year.
She's first team all WNBA. She's one of the five best players in the world.
Yeah.
The only way, again, I think it's because you're a damn fool. But the only other possible scenario is that somebody refused to vote for her because of her race, in my mind.
I don't think,
and I don't play the race card very often.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm trying not to play the race card, but it could definitely be that. I think that is a very possible solution.
The flip side is the person is just a damn fool. And
you would think, I don't know about a ton about Cheryl Swoops, but you would think that with someone who's been around basketball as long as she has, she would probably be able to tell that Caitlin Clark clearly has.
And
it's not confirmed as her, but we're.
We don't know that she wasn't.
Allegedly.
But she's been against Caitlin Clark going back to Iowa when she mistakenly claimed that it took Caitlin 5 years to break the scoring record when, in fact, it only took her 4. All right, we're complaining about stuff today. I'm in a griping mood. I'm actually in a good mood today. I just wanted to gripe about stuff.
Right.
We got Clark, sir. You got anything to gripe about, man?
Well, no, I agree with you. I've always said that college is at least a year too long with the required courses that they make you take. When I went to Penn State back in the late 60s.
This is where you show how old you are.
There was a requirement for swimming. there was some other,
Wait a second.
Swimming.
Wait a second.
You're spending how much?
To take a course on swimming, for God's sake?
That was one of the palatable electives in the area of physical education.
Right.
There's speed walking you have to take at Penn State. That's what they offer.
I end up taking bowling.
Okay.
Okay, bowling. But I think they had some other, you know, things out there regarding what the requirements were. The problem also goes back to high school, because if you're talking about things in college, how many things in high school can you say you can't relate to?
See,
Can you relate to British literature?
But I didn't have to take that. Maybe you had to take, because you're a really old guy. Maybe you had to take this.
Back when they really taught something.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back,
from a backward state.
Okay, that is correct. That you are absolutely right, and I think that's a big part of the conversation. You're 87? No, you're like 72, right?
No, a couple more years.
Okay, you're 74. I'm 50. Nathan's 20. We can all talk about the differences in what we learned in high school. Apparently, you're learning British literature. I learned what I would consider, you know, generic American history, state history. I really enjoyed state history, civics, that kind of stuff, math. You could, whatever math you took, if you could advance, or you could get to calculus. I did, and I took algebra too. But how about you, Nathan? Did you have to take anything crazy in high school?
I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of stuff that's crazy. I had maybe electives that I chose to take, like watching sports movie. I mean,
okay.
To me, at least you're not paying for the class.
Clark, so you had to you took some of that stuff in high school then.
Well, you had academic, commercial, and general, okay, and the general also would be, what do they call the training kids go to?
Apprenticeship.
Apprenticeships type things and stuff like that, where they had a half day doing that and then the half day in school. But I was in the academic, you know, area.
Oh, look at you. I was in the academic.
Well, that's where you had geometry, trigonometry, calculus, and all that other stuff. But in some regards, some of these courses, it's the discipline to do it. That's all that's imparted here, you know, and maybe you'll take that discipline and work it through your life.
It's discipline. It's learning how to learn, learning to achieve a goal. That's what school is.
Yes, but college is probably a year too long, and that would cut the cost down perceptively, and then it would screw up athletics, because you wouldn't, well, they're screwing it up themselves. You wouldn't have 4 years anymore. You only have three. They couldn't cut it back to three.
We're going to get to this here in a second. Do you like seeing the Pac-12 teams in the Big Ten?
Probably not, but now look what's falling apart. They could probably create a Pac-12 or whatever the number would be out there.
Nobody's going to care about those teams. Nobody. That league's a group of five league.
There's a reason why Washington State and Oregon State are the ones that stayed back. It's because they're not in the powerhouses that were. Now, if Oregon and Washington were still out there, it might be a different discussion.
They added Gonzaga for basketball.
Gonzaga's for basketball.
They added San Diego State. San Diego State was in the Final Four a couple years ago.
Basketball, there might be a little bit of traction.
Mm-hmm.
Boise State, yeah.
Oregon State was in the Final Four a couple years ago.
Yeah, they could have made an equivalent to what's been created with the Big Ten, could have expanded with a couple other teams in their footprint area.
Well, what makes this a great discussion is, again, like UCLA, these decisions have all been made because of football. Let's not kid ourselves. But UCLA belongs in the Big Ten, maybe in basketball.
Yeah.
And Oregon State and Gonzaga and San Diego State, they can have a nice league out there in basketball. But hey, look, I'm a child of the 80s. I grew up with Big Monday on ESPN with the Big East, the Syracuse, St. John's, Georgetown, Villanova. Basketball has always been, college basketball has always been my favorite sport. It's almost, not that it's irrelevant, but it is way, way down the pecking order in terms of the decision-making process.
Yeah. But your pet peeve about college is ringing more true nowadays because of the way we've scaled down, you know, employment and different things, and AI coming in is going to make it even worse, you know, in some way, shape, or form. You know, so you could cut college back by at least a year. You'd save the money, but colleges won't want to do that.
That's right, because they're in business to be in business. Thanks for the call.
I cannot tell you how many professors talk about how AI is just going to take people's jobs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They're actively telling you these things.
I'll tell you what, in my sports and media class, it's like, hey, listen, you got to be able to write opinionated sports pieces, because you're going to end up having these AIs just do all the game recaps,
that's kind of stuff.
So, I mean, you got to be able to know what you're talking about and write opinionated sports, and that's what we focus on now. It's not even ready an article. Now you need to persuade
it's not game,
stuff.
Game story recaps.
Yeah, because that's all AI's going to do.
Yeah.
They can do that. You can do it right now if you really want to go to on Twitter and do it.
I will say this, since Clark's bragging about his academics, I went to school with 300. I graduated 320 people. Smaller school than Altoona, about the same size probably as Hollidaysburg. So I graduated with 320 people. I graduated 8th in my class out of 320 people. I was my school's social studies senior of the year. I got to go up on stage, got a plaque for social studies. Very proud. Very proud of it. I got like a 3.75 GPA in college, and in my journalism class, I made a 4.0 GPA. You know how many people have ever asked me about my GPA, about any of that stuff?
Not once.
Not one. Not one person has ever asked me on a job interview, how'd you do in high school? How'd you do in college? Not one person. I volunteer it because I was pretty damn good, but not one person has ever asked me any of that stuff.
I didn't even submit an SAT score to get into Penn State. I didn't.
Is that right?
It was optional. I mean, I took the SAT and I was like, it was like borderline, like if you're going to get it, like what they look for. I'm like, I'm not going to submit it then. You know what? It might help me, but there's no reason to submit this. And I submit it, I still got in. So
interesting.
You'd be shocked how many people just don't care about grades anymore. And right. I think 100% that's the truth.
I got to take a break. We got Dan waiting online. Dan, I'll get you to you in a second. I want you to complain about something, Dan. Nathan, I want you to complain about something.
I'll try to think of something.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text REACH to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text REACH to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text REACH to 200-300. That's REACH to 200-300. REACH to 200-300.
There's a meme on social media from The Simpsons. It's the newspaper clipping. Old man yells at cloud. And the older you get, Nathan, you do kind of get more stubborn and set in your ways, and you just want to gripe about more things. So you're over there. You can't even think about anything to gripe about. I got a laundry list of 50 things I could ratchet off just like that.
Yeah, maybe 15 years from now, whenever I got kids and I get irritated about every single thing, I'll be able to gripe about stuff. But right now, 20, we're living life. We're enjoying it.
Now you're getting the hang of it when you become a grumpy old man.
It will happen one day down the line, I'm sure.
Speaking of grumpy old men, how's that for a segue to Dan? What's going on, Dan? How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Nate and Corey. Well, you know, I do have interesting questions at times. And this is another one. And it's a gripe, and it's wrong. Now, BG be playing Bellwood Saturday night, see? Well, this is about the fifth year that they can't get in the Columbia Gate side of Mansion Park, see? So, in other words, when it first started, for the first 2 years, BG always has a strong opponent that brings a decent crowd. Now Bellwood should be a decent crowd,
mm-hmm.
BG, and Central is, and Tyrone is, and once in a while, there might be a sleeper in there, see? But, see, so, in other words, they close that gate. So there's only one gate and one concession stand.
So now it's closed completely? Nathan, do they do this for Altoona High? Or
they don't typically do it for Altoona High.
They'll close one side for the BG
games?
They
will do it for BG.
Why do they do that?
Well, they do that. I asked Bill Pepper. I asked him about that. And it's basically a financial situation for BG. See, because BG has to supply the security.
Right.
Well, no, that's wrong. See, it's Mansion Park, and the Altoona School District, their security force is tenfold bigger than over the years than when it first started. Now, they have enough people, security people. They might have to pay them overtime, but they should be security.
So you were told that BG has to pay for it.
Yeah.
And maybe BG is just unwilling to do that.
Well, I guess that must be, that's the only solution I could think
of. Well, it's a reasonable gripe, but the gripe is with the school, not with Mansion Park or anything like that, if indeed that's the case.
Well, it is the case. No, because Mansion Park is maintained by the school district. I don't think Mansion Park is owned by.
Yeah, but they must have something with regards to security and personnel. Yeah, it makes sense. Again, I don't know if what you're saying is right or wrong. It makes sense to me that the school would have to come, you know, foot the bill for to have police officers and what have you there.
Oh yeah.
That can be a lot of money. I think, you know, I don't know how they do it at for high school games. At Penn State, those police officers get like time and a half or double time. I mean, they make a ton of money. All those cops that you see at Beaver Stadium, they love being there.
100%.
They are making I didn't want to make up that. They're crushing it there, making a lot of money on those games.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
All right.
Now I'm going to change the subject.
Real quick. Give me something else you want to gripe about.
No, it's not a gripe. It's just a question I have. Okay, now UCLA is a big, big school. Now, does that have a reflection on different conferences like the Big Ten? You think the name in UCLA and Southern Cal? Now they're big, big names in schools. See, and their campus must be well over 30,000. I would assume
33,000. I just looked it up.
Oh, 33,000. You think that name, just the name, not the conference, just the name of the school, has any bearing on any conference?
Well, sure. That's why the Big Ten wanted that. Big Ten. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate the call. The Big Ten wanted USC. I ranted about this yesterday. The Big Ten wanted USC. They had to take USC's little brother. All right? And I even did my little mom impression. You ready for this, Nathan?
Let's hear it.
You can hear us. It's like, you got to take your little brother with you. But, Mom, I don't want to take my little brother. I want to go play with my friends. You better take your little brother.
That's Lincoln Riley and USC. Right
and that's UCLA. USC is what the Big Ten wanted. UCLA adds nothing whatsoever to the Big Ten from a football standpoint. I know they're in L.A., but you're already getting the L.A. TV market. You're going to be on TVs in L.A. because of USC, whatever cable systems or whatever have you. They didn't even have cable in L.A. or if they're all streaming. Who the hell knows anymore? But you've already got L.A. with USC. You're taking UCLA because that was the only way to get USC.
Yeah,
agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. That's the only way you get USC. And I mean, I guess the Washington and Oregon thing, because you obviously wanted Oregon for football, because Oregon's usually a powerhouse.
Washington and Oregon are completely, okay. Those are completely different markets, and those are huge markets.
Yeah.
The Oregon market, the Washington market, the whole purpose of all of this expansion stuff, it was to get into TV markets. That's why the Big Ten never wanted Pitt, okay?
Yeah.
Big Ten didn't want or need Pitt. They've already got the Pittsburgh market with Penn State. This notion that the Big Ten needed Rutgers to get the New York market, I don't give a flying F if anybody in New York cares about Rutgers football, okay? So I've never bought into the theory.
In New York, it's all about the pro teams up there.
Correct. I've never bought into the theory that Rutgers brought New York, the Big Ten, a New York TV market. But you're getting the L.A. market with USC. That's a huge
market because LA professional sports, especially L.A. football, isn't as big as you'd think. You know, the Rams and Chargers, they're teams that moved there recently, and they don't really maybe got the following quite yet. But, you know, football out there, it's primarily the USC, and, I mean, people who follow UCLA football, I feel bad for them. But
right, and I don't think they needed UCLA. I wonder if the Big Ten would have held firm and said, we're just not taking UCLA. I'm sorry. Your little brother can't come play with us. I'm sorry.
I don't doubt they didn't do that. I don't think they want UCLA. Again, the only reason they'd want UCLA is for basketball, but even then, I don't think that's going to move the needle enough to
not from a financial standpoint.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right, you got like three more minutes to come up with something to gripe about.
You know what? I do want to give a quick shout out to Altoona football because they impressed me last week. They ended up losing 28-21.
Bishop McDevitt, great team. Yeah.
Yeah, a very good team. So you know what? And they were, I believe, if I heard correctly, they fumbled in the red zone, which caused them to
at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will give them their props.
So I ask you to gripe about something, and then you end up tossing bouquets.
I am tossing bouquets, but it's homecoming this weekend, and we'll see how I feel Monday. I guess Tuesday.
Failing miserably, bringing something to the table to gripe about. The college thing was good. College thing was good. You got two more minutes. Hang on. I'm gonna take a call.
Okay, take the call.
And then you think of something. Welcome to the show. What's your name? And where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Chuck in Unionville.
Chuck, what's going on, man? Have not heard from you on this show for a good while. Thanks for calling, bud.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, the 4 o'clock hour for me and traveling and picking up my son from high school and stuff and finishing up work, it's just some time to get in on it. So that's all, Corey.
I got you. No problem. You got anything you want to gripe about, man?
Absolutely. It looks like Nutting is going to retain Charrington as the GM of the Pirates for the upcoming season.
Yeah, that's a lot to gripe about.
Man, you're not kidding. You know, they had so much promise. They've had two number one overall picks in this 5-year stretch.
Yep, and one of them is absolutely terrible. The other one's absolutely awesome, but Henry Davis is absolutely terrible. You're talking about one of the worst number one picks in all of professional sports history.
Well, you know what? For whatever, I got to say this. They do not have the potential. They don't have the ability to develop either. So I'm not saying that, you know, whatever chance Davis would have had was quashed by these guys who could not look at anybody and say, hey, you're not doing this. You need to do that. You know, what do? Who they throw into center field, outfield? O'Neill Cruz or something at the end of the season? This is clown. It's a clown show at this point in time. And, you know, they're also, they had the exact same record as the losing records they had last year, 76 wins or something like that.
Yep.
They're no better than the team was when Neil Huntington was fired. Over 5 years of having all of these upper-end draft picks and being so high in the draft order, period, from the Pirates' perspective, from a fan perspective, all you have is the hope that you're going to get a decent front office in there you know, there's the choices between the guy with the last name of Arnold who went to Milwaukee or Cherington. And Huntington chose Cherington.
Yep.
The Brewers market's two-thirds the size of Pittsburgh. And these guys are in the playoffs every year. When you see what Matt Arnold has chosen through the draft and development process, it's astounding. And Huntington and Cherington's the polar opposite of it. And there's nothing more deflating than watching, you know, Nutting perpetuate this front office year after year after year, what is going on decade after decade. And, you know, I've done my best to follow this team, not really hope, follow, watching these guys come through the minor league system, hoping that there's any chance of getting to the playoffs.
Let me stop you real quick, because you may not have heard this. Last week I went on a rant about all this. I said I'll give $50 to anybody that can convince me why it's good to be a Pirates fan. Anybody, for any reason. And not, you can't just say Paul Skeens. Well, you can be a Paul Skeens fan, but anybody out there that can convince me why you should be a Pirates fan, I get $50.
Well, you know, here's my answer to that. You're a Pirates fan because you're a Pirates fan.
Not good enough.
Because, well, no, hold on a second, though.
Not good enough. No, because I had a caveat with this, Chuck. I know it's what you're going to say. You can be a fan of your memories. You can be a fan of the nostalgia. You can be a fan of watching games with your dad 50 years ago. You can be a fan of all that stuff. That doesn't mean you got to be a fan of them in 2024.
Well, you are... So what? Well, look at this, Corey. The only shred of income you have as a journalist in sports is because people hold on to their memories of the past.
that's probably a good point.
Their memories of the past.
But people love that hope, the hope of something positive. There are Pirates fans right now saying, like, I hate the Pirates. But come March 1st, April 1st, they're going to be like, I'm so hopeful about the Pirates. It's just inevitable.
Well, you can't let it go. Here's my thing about the Pirates. When Nutting buys the team from McClatchy, he keeps little field in place. And then, you know, Nutting really isn't a baseball owner. He made a great business decision.
He did.
He put $100 million into that team. It's worth this is the only business you can be involved in where you can take a $100 million investment, parlay that into $1.5 billion over 20 years by putting suck on the field.
Yep.
And he is not a baseball owner. And we have always hoped when he went to Huntington, you're like, okay, didn't know what he was doing with Huntington. Now he's learned, get the right guy in here that you could be at least getting to the playoffs like the Brewers. And that's what would be acceptable for the city of Pittsburgh. And when you watch what's happened under Cherington and then hold on to him, that kills any hope that you had as a Pirates fan that somehow he's going to put a front office in there that's going to be able to at least make them marginally competitive, which is all you can hope for.
Chuck, you're right about everything. I love the rant. I got to take a break, but I could not agree with you more on any of that stuff, brother.
His airness, NBA legend Michael Jordan, is suing NASCAR. Yeah, this is not a good look for the sport, for sure. More specifically, it's his race team, 2311, which is co-owned by Cup Series driver Denny Hamlin. It centers around the new NASCAR charter agreement that all the other teams but 2311 and Front Row Motorsports has signed, which is also part of the suit. With their legal statement saying, quote, "The unlawful monopolization of premier stock car racing by the France family in order to enrich themselves at the expense of premier stock car racing teams that the fans come out to see and that sponsors and broadcasters value," end quote. The joint press release statement from the two teams says, "We share a passion for racing, the thrill of competition and winning. Off the racetrack, we share a belief that change is necessary for the sport we love. Together, we brought this antitrust case so that racing can thrive and become more competitive and a fair sport in ways that will benefit teams, drivers, sponsors, and more importantly, fans." And finally, Michael Jordan himself issued his thoughts, quote, "Everyone knows that I have always been a fierce competitor and that the will to win is what drives me and the entire 2311 team each and every week out on the track. I love the sport of racing and the passion of our fans, but the way NASCAR is today is unfair to teams, drivers, sponsors, and fans. This is the final lap."
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Mel and Chris have meals to go. Hot, delicious, homemade meals served up from 1130 to 2. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. 943-6328. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
All right, we're not going to gripe about our sponsor, J.M. Boswell. They're awesome.
Can never gripe about them.
We have nothing negative to say about J.M. Boswell.
But if you do need to gripe, get yourself a J.M. Boswell.
Yeah,
cigar,
get a
though.
Cigar and then gripe while smoking the cigar.
Exactly.
100%. That's good. I like that. That's good. All right. So finally, after 44 minutes of prodding, Nathan's got something to gripe about.
All right, I figured it out, and it's not maybe.
Oh,
one
it's
of the
better
most,
be good.
It's not one of the most popular sports, but I think the UFC does terrible with. Just how they present themselves. When you put a $70 paywall behind a pay-per-view this day and age that people don't want to pay $70 to watch something at 1:30 in the morning on the East Coast, that irritates me so much. If this thing ended around 11 o'clock East Coast, that's understandable. 1:30, 2 in the morning, I got to stay up to watch a fight. That is absolutely terrible. And I'm not even the biggest UFC fan.
Will you watch the fights?
I enjoy the main cards because that's when you get the good fights. And that's the problem is they put them behind a paywall and you got to...
Will you pay?
I'm not going to answer that question on it.
Oh, okay.
I have paid before.
I have seen one UFC fight ever. That was Charlie Brenneman, the guy from Hollidaysburg, when he was fought like 15, 16 years ago in a UFC fight. I remember watching his fight. That's the only UFC fight I've ever seen. I've never watched it.
I enjoyed the UFC. A guy like Sean O'Malley is a super entertaining guy. McGregor and Khabib. 229, great fight. And like I said, I'm not even the biggest UFC guy, but I know it's very frustrating for people. You got to pay a fortune. I mean, it's like double Red Zone or the whole Sunday NFL package, which people think is egregiously overpriced, which it is, but it's almost double that to get all the UFC access for the year and stuff like that. It's way too much.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that UFC would grow exponentially if they just marketed it a lot better.
All right. Pretty solid gripe. We got 10 minutes here for our football picks. That's pretty good. So,
I think we're dead even.
We're dead even.
I think. I got to tally everything up.
4 weeks. Yeah, because.
4 weeks NFL, 5 weeks college football.
Yeah, so through all this stuff, we're dead even right now. So the whole thing starts right now. So we're not going to do it this week, but if we're pretty close here in a few more weeks, we're going to go to the caveat of picking against the spread.
I like it.
We're not doing it this week. Because
I feel like college, this is the week you do it. Because this college week, if you usually sit down and do nothing college
football.
Yeah, because
in college, nobody's picking UCLA over Penn State. But are you going to take Penn State by 28?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you're going to do something with your family at all this fall instead of sitting on the couch on Saturday, this is a Saturday to do it too.
Right,
there's not
go.
A ton of good games. We got one ranked matchup, and you could argue that shouldn't even really be
ranked. Since we're even and since I won last week, I will go first.
All right. There we go. So we got Friday Night Lights. Michigan State going out to Eugene, Oregon out there. 23.5-point spread.
Oregon, not close. Yeah, again, so if we were picking spread, now we could have something there.
Yeah, and you know, weirdly enough, I like the Michigan State team a lot better this year. I just think that Oregon's so outpowering. So Syracuse going to UNLV. This is interesting.
It's less than a touchdown line.
6.5.
That's less than a touchdown line. I'll take UNLV. I think Syracuse could very well win that game.
I'm going to take Syracuse. They got me a win earlier. Georgia Tech over the year against you.
Yeah.
I think there's too much going on with UNLV. A lot with their quarterback at NIL.
What's interesting is that backup quarterback they've got is apparently awesome.
He played great.
He might have been better.
They crushed Fresno State.
Yeah, he might have been better than that starter.
Yes, but I think Kyle McCord, I think there's a reason he was an Ohio State quarterback last year, and he really wasn't the worst quarterback in the world. But.
So you got me on. I picked Georgia Tech. You picked Syracuse before, so I don't want that Syracuse to be screwing me anymore. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, number 9, Missouri is underdogs at the road in College Station. Texas A&M 25, the only ranked matchup of the week. We got 2 25 teams, UNLV and Texas A&M, with the same amount of votes.
Good game. I'll go Texas A&M.
I'm going to go Missouri
here.
All right, there we go. They're coming off a bye. I understand they're going to Kyle Field, and that's a big advantage for Texas A&M, but Brady Cook and Luther Burden, I think, are going to start to – they had a nice scare against, I believe it was Vanderbilt. They had a nice scare. I think that they got that out of their way. They had a bye week to flush it all out of the way, so I'll give them the win there. SMU going to 22 Louisville, 7-point favorites at home Louisville is.
I'll take Louisville.
I'm going to take them, too. I just think they're a little more talented than SMU. Iowa going to Ohio State. Ohio State 20-point favorites at home against a stingy defense.
Yeah, Ohio State, but that'd be a good one to bet the line. But I'll go.
I don't even think it's a good one. I think the last time this line was like this, I think Ohio State won like 44-0. That was 2 years ago, and that's whenever Iowa was still a very dominant defensive team. Ole Miss coming off a loss goes to South Carolina. Interesting matchup.
That's a big challenge because you don't want that to beat you twice. Mm-hmm. I'll go Ole Miss, but I could definitely see South Carolina winning.
I'm going to go Ole Miss here. I think Ole Miss, they didn't take Kentucky seriously. They got Georgia next week.
Kentucky's good. Kentucky almost beat Georgia, and then Kentucky really beat Ole Miss.
But you know what? Kentucky lost to South Carolina,
I think, 34-6.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Yep. It's crazy. 11 USC going to Minnesota, +8. Wisconsin gave USC a little run for three quarters last week, so don't do it.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
You got Minnesota?
They're looking ahead. They're not ready for this kind of physical challenge. I'm going to take PJ Fleck and row the boat.
I so badly wanted to pick Minnesota, and I do not like USC. I don't. I think they're always overrated, but I think just talent-wise they can outmatch this Minnesota team. And I feel like this is a very gimme game for me. I can get one right here.
You have a shot to get one.
I'm taking USC.
I'm giving you a good opportunity here, but this is – even if they win – they're going to get beat up, and this is what I've told you, that you're going to get hit in the mouth.
100%. Then the game day of the week, number 8 Miami going to Cal. Miami, very good game last week against Virginia Tech. They almost lost it, probably should have lost it.
Yeah, Britt Pry, really, they got to be kicking themselves over that.
They beat the bet. Let's not get twisted. I am so high on Virginia Tech. I still am. I understand they're 2-3. They're the best 2-3 team, in my opinion, in the history of college football. So
okay.
I think they're such a good team.
I'll go Miami there. They're good.
I'm going to go Miami, too. I think Cam Ward's insane. I say it every single week. I think Cam Ward's so good.
Is that it? We're done with college?
College, done right there. We disagreed on
three. So I'm basically hanging my hat on P.J. Fleck.
You're basically hanging your hat on P.J. Fleck. All right, transitioning to the NFL, Thursday night tonight on Prime, Tampa Bay going to Atlanta.
This is a great
This is a good Thursday night game.
I love this. I'm going with Baker. I'm going with Tampa because the Falcons are favored here by a couple, but I'm going to go with
Falcons
Tampa.
2-point favorites. All day I was thinking the Falcons, and I kind of thought about it more. I think this Tampa offense, people don't realize how good it is. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans are one of the best tag team duos at receiver in the NFL. They got this young kid, Bucky Irvin. You're going to hear a lot about him
tonight. So you're going Tampa?
I'm going to go Tampa.
All right,
I think it's either going to be super close to Atlanta, or I think Tampa wins by like 20. And Atlanta, they could very easily be 0-4 if it wasn't for a game-winning kick. Then I forget what they did the week before. The week before was the Chiefs. Well, there was another game they snuck out really close to. I cannot remember. Yep. So, yeah, we're both going to Tampa right there. Jets going to Minnesota in London.
I am not picking against the Vikings until they blow up. I'm taking the Vikings.
In the Jets here. Give me the Jets. I think Aaron Rodgers has done this before. He's been to London.
If they lose this, there's going to start to be a lot of drama going on.
Sala's
going to
start. He's already on the hot seat.
But he's going to start blaming Rodgers.
100%. 100%. Carolina going to Chicago, 4-point favorite Chicago.
Chicago.
I like Chicago big here.
It's my first one here. I can't pick Carolina.
Yeah. Baltimore at Cincinnati.
So we disagreed on anything yet? Vikings?
Jets and Vikings. Yeah, okay. Jets and Vikings. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Cincinnati 2.5-point dogs at home.
Cincinnati. Season's on the line.
Give me Baltimore. They looked too good last
they
week.
They did look good.
They looked too good
Bengals last season is on the line. They better start doing something.
They need to start. And they are starting to get a little bit more of a rhythm on offense. Chase starting to get back into it. T. Higgins is coming back. It's tough for me to pick against Cincinnati here, but I am going to. Dolphins go to New England. New England's a favorite, a point.
Again, I'm gonna go with Dolphins simply because
season line.
Their season is on the line.
I agree.
McDaniel's a good coach. The Patriots are not good, and I just think this is the time where they have to throw everything, including the kitchen sink.
I agree with you 100% there. I'm going Miami as well. Cleveland going to Washington. Washington 3-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Redskins. I'm buying in.
Redskins? I didn't know they were a team.
I did it. You're good.
Redskins. That's
great.
The Commanders are so dang. This
I'm
game, Daniel.
Grumpy old man thinking it's
I do not care.
That Joe Theismann guy, he's going to throw a touchdown to Art Monk, and Mark Mosley and John Riggins are going to run all over
1982
them.
MVP Mark Mosley.
That's great. I'll take the Commanders.
Give me the Commanders here. Give me the Commanders here as
Redskins,
well.
Redskins, I didn't know they were a team.
There we go. Indianapolis at Jacksonville, 0-4. 3-point favorites at home, Jacksonville, with Joey
Jags
Flacco.
Beat the holy hell out of them.
I agree with you there. This is literally Doug Peterson's coaching career.
This is it, yep.
Yep, this is it for him. Buffalo at Houston. Houston, 1-point dogs at home.
Buffalo.
I'm going to go Houston here.
All right.
I'm going to go Houston. It's kind of the same situation, I think, with kind of how...
So you're going to go with the Oilers?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Houston Oilers. Yeah, Houston.
Redskins, I didn't know they were a team.
Houston is a very, very talented team. And I think that's what Buffalo ran into last week with the Ravens. And I don't think they're built to come from behind. So that's why I'm going to pick them there. Raiders, a lot of drama going on there. Going to Denver, who's a 2.5-point favorite. Does Bo Nix pick up the second win?
No, I'm going Raiders.
I'm going to go Denver here. I don't think Max Crosby or Devontae's. But Devontae's already been ruled out. I don't think Max Crosby's playing, so... Give me Denver at home, Bo Nix.
You're right.
Sean
there's
Payne.
A lot of drama there with him probably going to get traded.
100%. Cardinals going to San Francisco. San Francisco's 7-point favorites.
Yeah, Niners?
Give me the Niners.
We disagreed on a bunch this week.
I was thinking about taking the Cardinals, but the Niners do need to. They're only 2-2. I mean, 2-2 is all right still, but 2-3 is a different story than 3-2. So, Green Bay going to the Rams.
I will go with the. Ooh, that's a good one. What's the line there? Rams by a couple?
Rams are actually underdogs at home by 3.
I can see that, yeah. I will go with the Rams.
I'm going to go with the Packers. They need some wins here. They're 2-2, I believe, also, but I think they need to start winning some games here if they want to catch up with the Vikings after losing one. So you said the Rams right there?
I will take the Rams.
Okay,
yep.
Sounds good. Giants going to Seattle. Seattle 6.5-point favorites.
Seahawks.
If Neighbors was playing, I think this is a different game. I doubt he's playing. I think he had a concussion last week, so I'm going to go Seattle too. But this Giants team's a little gritty. We'll save Dallas and Pittsburgh real quick. Monday night, Saints and Kansas City, 5.5-point favorites.
Chiefs, Kansas. I will never pick against the Chiefs.
I agree with you. I agree with you there. That wide receiver situation is interesting, though. I'm changing
Don't
it up.
Don't talk yourself out.
I'm talking myself out of it. Give me the Saints here.
All right.
Give me the Saints. I think the Chiefs defense to me is a little, I don't want to say soft, but I think there's some holes there that
they just know how to win.
They do know how to win, but Mahomes, I will say, Mahomes has not played like himself so far. So,
all right,
mentioned there.
And while we got Steelers, let's do Steelers after the break.
Sounds good.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Your feet will thank you.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Bread and Rolls Pacific Coast.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville.
All right, we griped about a lot of stuff today. It was good.
I'll give you another gripe. People don't give DMX his flowers right here. I like DMX.
Okay.
He's got some good music.
All right.
So, final game we're going to pick right here. The Dallas Cowboys, America's team, going to the Steel City Acrisure Stadium to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The first ever Sunday night battle between these two teams.
I'll take the Redskins.
Taking the Redskins this one, too?
I picked the Cowboys on the Black and Gold Breakdown show earlier this week. I think the Steelers got a lot of breaks early on playing bad quarterbacks. This is a real quarterback, not that Dak's a superstar. I think Dallas's offense is going to come in and play pretty well.
Pittsburgh, to me, I feel like Michael Parsons being out is such a big deal. I think that if they can cover CD, I think they'll be fine. I think they're going to be able to just disguise some stuff and be able to play some coverage on him. I trust their defense, and I think they get a big bounce back win here. I'm going to take the Steelers at home.
This would be a really good win. This will tell us a lot about the Steelers.
It will, for sure.
100%. Can they keep up this kind of great defense against a good quarterback?
This is a great test for them. Hopefully they're able to surpass it.
All right, have a good day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.